USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden had long promised to become the climate president, and on Wednesday he detailed far-ranging plans to shift the U.S. away from fossil fuels with the promise of creating millions of jobs in renewable energy. In his record number of executive actions, tens of thousands of union jobs will be lost. Republican Attorney General from six states wrote to the new president, warning him not to overstep his authority. GOP lawmakers attacked his executive orders as job killers. The Chicago Teachers Union told its members on Wednesday to remain at home and vowed further job actions if district moves to discipline them. The district ordered 10,000 teachers back to work on Wednesday despite a vote by 71% of union members to keep teaching remotely. Chicago Public Schools is the nation's third largest school district. Oscar and Emmy winner Cloris Leachman, best remembered for her delightful neurotic Phyllis Lindstrom on The Mary Tyler Moore Show, died of natural causes on Tuesday in Encinitas, California. She was 94. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Killing American jobs in the name of climate change. Is it worth it? USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
President Biden has signed a record 37 executive actions in his first week in office, and the exact number of executive orders is not known because the Federal Register has not been updated since January 21st. Biden issuing more edicts in his first week than any of his predecessors. Neil Crabtree lost his job due to the Keystone XL executive order. He reminds everyone,
this is an American job issue. I don't care if you're union or non-union. This administration is attacking our industry altogether. This new administration is after the industry as a whole. It doesn't matter if you're union or non-union tonight. I'm looking at all Americans. I'm trying to stand up for American workers. This is a fight that we need to be in together.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The National Football League announced Wednesday 22-year-old Amanda Gorman, the country's first National Youth Poet Laureate, who won widespread praise at President Biden's inauguration, will recite another poem before Super Bowl 55 in Tampa Bay, Florida. The Super Bowl will be played on February 7th. The famed Doomsday Clock will remain the same as it did in 2020. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
The Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists revealed the latest setting of the clock Wednesday, announcing it remained at 100 seconds to midnight. First used in 1947 to visualize how close the world was to nuclear destruction, the clock represents how close humanity could be coming to a global catastrophe. President and CEO of the Bulletin, Rachel Bronson, explained the role that COVID-19 played in keeping the clock at its closest setting since it was first unveiled.
The pandemic serves as a historic wake-up call, a vivid illustration that national governments and the international organizations are unprepared to manage complex and dangerous challenges like those of nuclear weapons and climate change, which currently pose existential threats to humanity, or the other dangers, including more virulent pandemics and next-generation warfare, that could threaten civilization in the near future.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
As of February 2019, the Doomsday Clock is located in the lobby of the Bulletin offices at the University of Chicago in Chicago, Illinois. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.